This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And we've got a bunch to catch up on. I was gone for a week again. Hopefully the last time this year that I had to go far, far away. You know, ducking protesters and rioters and all that fun stuff.
How is it that those countries aren't like free speech like America is, but yeah, they have protests and all that all the time, and this country is like free speech and nobody does anything like that?
I mean, people protest here, right? But it's
from
not
from their couches. Well, on Twitter. That.
Well, that's what is it? Change.org. Oh. That's their protest. But I'll say
I meant like a full on smoke in the air because the police are shooting smoke and rubber bullets.
That happens. I mean, like,
how often?
Not that often. But so I'll say during the day. Okay, so I was in Barcelona for work, not for vacation, but it ended up turning into like more of a vacation than a work trip. So I was there to visit an airline.
Yeah.
And there were like 2,500 people marching on the
airline
airport the whole time I was there. Like, I left a day early.
They destabilized the airport. Right.
Like, they were like, like on Thursday, they're like, yeah, if you can fly out tomorrow morning, like, that's
bye.
Like, do it because you're going to be stuck here for like 6 days. Anyway, so, but like,
wait,
so
wait, during, like, they shut down the airport?
Yeah, they were like, yeah, they were like going.
Were they sitting on like the field? So
yeah,
the
they would like go
off?
Like out, like keep people from getting there. Oh. So like Monday, so I got there Monday morning. Monday night, like the airport was shut down for like 6 hours because they wouldn't let people get to the planes. So like they had to cancel hundreds of flights.
What's this protest for?
So Barcelona is in a section of Spain called Catalonia,
right,
which was its own country.
Right, yeah.
So 2 years ago, there was a referendum and then a vote for independence.
Okay.
So the leaders of Catalonia put this vote on the ballot because they legally had to because of the referendum.
Sure.
So then the Spanish government proper came in and said, well, no, this is an illegal vote, an illegal election. You have committed treason and sedition.
Oh, okay.
So they arrested the leaders of not only the movement, but the public officials.
Okay.
And then the Thursday before I got there, they sentenced them to really, really harsh sentences.
All right.
Like harsher than it needed to be.
Right.
Because in reality, they really didn't need to be charged with anything, but whatever. You know, it's
neither here nor there, but like,
so
I was just curious why they were shutting the
people were
down.
Really upset. And there's like a whole bunch of like human rights things and stuff that I don't understand that I didn't. No one ever really explained it to me, but they just said human rights violations.
The Inquisition.
Yeah, exactly. So during the day when like the students, when like the younger kids were out there protesting, like they're all happy and clapping and singing and like, you know, like it was kind of cool. Like we actually joined in on one of them just for the fun of it. Just we were clapping along as we were walking through area.
Yeah.
But at night, like, it got nasty.
So
like,
it was the actual, like, real protesters.
It was like Mad Max, like, or Escape from New York or The Warriors, things like that. A police officer intentionally ran over two people.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was, you know, they were shooting people with rubber bullets, tear gas, mace, all that fun stuff.
A real protest.
Yeah, and then, like, the protesters were burning cars and anything in the streets and, like,
I remember that.
It was a riot. Like, I mean, like, the riot in Cincinnati.
Sure, yeah, when they shut the city down.
Yeah.
I lived in the city at that time, so.
So, anyway, I'll say this. It's a beautiful place. I would love to go back when it's a little more calm.
Just visit the countryside.
Right.
Just visit the countryside.
So, there's, like, mountains that are maybe 4 or 5 miles outside of the city.
Sure.
And the way, so you know how you leave a major city in the U.S. and like you hit suburbs.
Sure. Yeah.
You leave a major city in Spain and you hit nature.
Right.
Right. So it's
as it was meant to be.
It's interesting. So I found two comic book stores on this trip.
Did you buy any comic books?
No. One was
get La Guerra de Galaxias?
No. One was all manga. Manga, okay, however you say it.
Then that's a manga store.
Right. Well, but it said it was a comic book store. Anyway, and then the other one had a bunch of cool shit. There was just nothing like, you know, like I wanted to find like some cool like Spanish language version of like a book. But I just didn't.
I have one of those.
Yeah,
I have my Spanish teacher. I want to say like probably 10th or 11th grade knew I really liked Star Wars, and she one day I was like getting ready to leave class, and she says I have something for you, and I was like, oh, okay. That she was a really cool
she
teacher.
She starts unbuttoning her tie. She takes your pants off.
No, that doesn't happen. And you can't prove it. But no, she pulled out La Guerra de Galaxias.
Did you not see the pictures I posted in the group? Like there was a bunch of vintage Star Wars stuff in there. Well, so there's a
toys.
Second one.
I seen toys.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Star Wars stuff.
But none of it said La Guerra de la Galaxia.
But Billy would have gone nuts for all the Dragon Ball Z stuff in that city. So, or toy
Well,
bills,
some of the Star Wars stuff was like, you know,
yeah,
good condition.
It was good condition. The prices weren't horrible, like as far as that goes, but it was still euros to dollars.
Euros to dollars.
So, well, the euro's a little stronger right now, so it would have been about like if it said like 30 and it was like 45 here, that's about right.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it was neat. I watched a bunch of movies.
Did they not have like comic books at all?
They had some, but it was all new stuff that I already had.
And it was like, in English?
Yeah,
or
it was all in English. Like,
oh,
yeah,
wow, that sucks.
That's why I was like, ah. Because like I said, I was looking for like, like I was hoping to find like some like 90s or early 2000s stuff in Spanish just for the hell of it.
Sure, yeah.
So, but yeah, no, it was, but they were neat stores. First store,
that's kind of weird, actually.
The first store, the lady like didn't even say hello. She was just super just into whatever she was doing. And then the second store,
protesting.
The guys like talked to me and they were nice. But yeah, I walked in with the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker shirt on. So I was like, oh, where'd you get that? The internet.
La Guerra de Galaxia Celebration.
Yep. So, but now I'm back. I'm still jet lagged. I'm not 100%. I thought it was Saturday night last night for whatever reason.
You
like,
came back on Friday?
Yeah, but you got to remember, like, it's been
the time.
Yeah,
the time difference. Right.
But I was just kind of like, oh, is it Saturday?
That's where you just stay up for 24 hours. And
I tried.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Oh.
But yeah, so
power through. Power through.
I've watched obviously a bunch of stuff since I've been kind of on the go. I watched the movie yesterday on the plane.
How was
about
that?
The Beatles. It wasn't great.
Okay.
But I enjoyed watching it on the plane. Like it's a perfect airplane movie.
Was that what's his name that did Four Weddings and a Funeral?
And no, it was Danny Boyle who did.
Oh, it was Danny Boyle?
Yeah.
Really? And it wasn't good?
It wasn't great. Like I enjoyed it for what it was.
Right.
Hamish or whatever you say the guy's name who was Jack.
Yeah.
He was really good. I liked him a lot.
Okay.
Cinderella was good. Lily James.
James, yeah.
So I kept calling her Lily Collins when I was telling Angel about the movie. And it's like, wait, that's not the right person. But the music was really good. The story was good. It was
Beatles
just kinda
music,
like
so.
Yeah. But no, I liked it. To a point.
Cool.
You know, if it was $7.99 or less on iTunes, I'd buy it and watch
it
again.
Yeah.
So I like I said, but I really like the music. Ed Sheeran was pretty funny in it. He plays a pretty major part because you know, he discovers Jack.
Because it's an alternate
so
timeline kind of thing.
He has there's a blackout that happens all over the world.
Right.
And he wrecks on his bicycle and he wakes up. And no one has ever heard of the Beatles.
Right.
Like, they're
it's
just
like an alternate universe.
So like,
pretty much.
But then there's like other things that don't exist too. Like there's no Coca-Cola, only Pepsi.
Sweet.
There's no cigarettes.
Interesting.
There's obviously no Oasis because the Beatles didn't exist. But that was like probably one of my favorite little gags in the movie is he would say he would want something and people would look at him funny.
Yeah.
And then he'd rush to a computer and Google whatever.
Right.
And it was always like he typed in Coke and just Pablo Escobar came up. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So cocaine still existed, but Coca-Cola
did
not.
He typed in Oasis and it literally was a desert
oasis.
Yeah.
Makes sense. First thing you do right. if you feel like you're in an alternate world now is right. Google it.
Google it.
If it's Google.
Yep.
It could be like Boodle or something.
I would have thought it was funny if it was Bing. Like, you know.
Like Bing was a, yeah.
Or Lycos, maybe Lycos one.
Yeah.
So like, one of the yeah. super old ones.
Yeah, something like America Online.
Yeah, just it's all AOL. So, oh, that would have been ideal.
That's if it would have been a Warner Brothers movie. It right. probably was not a Warner Brothers no. movie.
Then I watched Anna, the movie with right. Luke, the bard from The Hobbit. Dracula, he was...
Evans?
Oh, yeah, Luke Evans. Thank you. God, I'm just out of it.
The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, Luke Evans? I was getting there. Yeah. That was next.
Owen Shaw, who yep. doesn't exist in the Hobbs and Shaw universe.
No, he doesn't.
Reason. Well, he's never mentioned in that movie.
Like, did you go see that?
Yeah, I went and seen it.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's never mentioned in that movie. Huh. Like, never. Like, they talk about how...
They talk about
Statham
family,
and
like
his sister
times.
Grew up, like, and all that together, and family and that, and it's like... Did you forget that you had a brother named Owen? That yeah, it's the
go,
whole reason why you're
go
why you're where you are and why the Rock's character is where yeah. the Rock's
why
character is.
Why you guys are
is?
Friends? Yeah, now? Frenemies.
They're pals.
Yeah, but Anna was pretty decent. As far as like a little like
what
spy.
Does he play in it?
He's a KGB agent.
Oh, going so, for the Russian accent.
Him and Helen Mirren.
Ah, Helen Mirren. Yeah.
They really uglied her
his,
up, though.
His,
she wasn't
his
like,
mom.
Yeah.
His
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
it was a Fast and the Furious Presents movie. Fast and the Furious except Presents Anna?
It's in the 90s.
Oh,
so.
Fast and the Furious Presents Anna yeah. in the 90s?
So, Too Fast, Too Anna.
Hmm.
Anna and the Furious. But
that could be a movie, actually.
Right? No, but it was good. The action was really good. The girl
I mean,
that they...
Fast and the Furious Presents Bloodshot, so...
So yeah,
or Triple X Presents Bloodshot.
So yeah, well, all right. So we'll get to that. There's a bunch of trailers. We'll talk about the Star Wars thing last, because we'll probably
we can talk about it whenever. Sorry.
But the Bloodshot trailer, you brought it up.
Yeah.
I thought it was a decent trailer, but it's not Bloodshot.
No, it's not either one of the Bloodshots
no.
to me.
And
well,
I
first
told
of
you,
all, he doesn't have the red eyes.
Right.
He doesn't have the white skin.
Right.
He doesn't have hair.
Right.
He doesn't have the red on his chest.
Right.
I mean, hmm. Let's just appropriate a name and
yep.
call it, you know.
I felt like it
it's
was...
It's like making Exo Manowar making the armor look like Iron Man's armor.
Well, I told you, I felt like it was the future Triple X.
Yeah, exactly. So. It's just, you know.
I thought
I would have at least
really
liked
neat.
To seen the hair with the lightning bolts
yeah.
cut in the
yeah.
side. Would have been cool, but, you know, they cast Vin
or
Diesel.
The red dot.
The red dot would have, yeah. I mean, the action figure has all that, but...
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't think that's he's going to do that in the movie.
No. Unless it's something, maybe that's the end where they show that. But
like, he regenerates and just turns pale
yeah,
white. Like,
maybe.
Every other regeneration,
yeah,
you know, he does it.
Slowly
and then all
kills
of a sudden
him
he's, like, turning into
a
pale zombie.
Yeah.
The red eyes would have been okay. If they would have just done the red
yeah.
eyes, I would have been like, but the story doesn't even look that good.
Yeah.
You know what this is? I
Assassin's
just,
Creed?
No, I just realized what it is. This is Universal Soldier Bloodshot.
Yes.
Because it's just the
they
soldiers where they
keep
wiping
yep.
his mind and they, yeah. Oh, wait, we've done that before. No, you could have used the original Bloodshot story where he was a mafioso.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody sold him out and he became the ultimate weapon.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to do the same thing that, you know, DC does where we've got these Valiant movies and we can do these Valiant movies, but we're not going to tie them in. And then all of a sudden we're going to go, wait a minute, we have to do Unity. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
They're just going to throw Unity.
Whereas they
could
have done it and had set up everything, set up the Geomancers and set up Eternal Warrior and
yeah.
all that type of stuff. But
yeah, it's a Valiant, if you don't know, is a very rich comedic universe and there's a lot there.
Well, and
or comedic comic universe.
Yeah, the original Valiant universe was a very like integrated universe, mm-hmm. like because a lot of those guys had worked for 80s Marvel and that, and you know Jim Shooter was the main guy, so mm-hmm. it's like he wanted to make a semi Marvel universe but make it something new and different. and that's what it was. The new stuff, you know, they're integrated, but I couldn't really get into it. They weren't, they were fans who I don't think really got it, because I didn't feel like most of them were really fans. They were just saying they were fans.
Right.
And that, so, you know, I mean, the guy who brought it back had bought the name, bought the company, has already sold it off. So I'm like, what kind of fan are you? Yeah. He was supposedly
one who wants money.
He supposedly was a big fan, but I'm like, you sold off the company. You're not that much of a fan to me. Fan. It's like, don't toot that you're a fan and then do that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
Just sell it to Acclaim again. That's who bought.
Yeah.
That's who bought the original.
Yeah. Why not?
Group.
So cool.
I'm like, I watched that and I'm just like, I don't need, this will be like a Monday morning $5 movie if I go see it.
If you go see it.
I'm not, you know, besides Fast and the Furious movies, Vin Diesel isn't one of those actors where I'm like, I got to go rush out and see his movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see the fourth Riddick movie until it had come out on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And that, I was just like.
And it wasn't even any
good.
It
wasn't that good.
So.
It was just a retread of Pitch Black.
Yeah.
Just not with the dark.
Right.
And, you know, it had the monsters, and let's make it where he has a kitty cat that, you know, symbiosis with him and all that type of stuff. It's like, yeah, no.
I really liked The Pacifier with him and Laura.
Yeah,
Lane
that
Gilmore.
One's fun. That was, well, then that was, but, early, like,
yeah,
when Vin Diesel,
when
was,
he had,
like,
a,
it's the same with Paul Walker, so where, like, you know, there was that thing where, when they first did the Fast and the Furious, nobody knew who they were, really. I mean, Paul Walker had done Meet the Deedles and stuff like
that.
Well,
he'd done that. He'd done Varsity Blues,
but
he'd done,
nobody,
like,
had seen
he'd
Varsity
done,
Blues.
He'd done,
like,
all
Varsity
the...
Varsity Blues is a sleeper hit type thing, like, you know, guilty pleasure.
So I'll never forget going to see Varsity Blues in the movie theater. So, but yeah.
I seen that with a bunch of friends, like, you know, one of those Blockbuster rental type things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that, but, like, you know, when they both did the Fast and the Furious, they weren't household names.
Right.
So, like, you know, Paul Walker did a lot of crazy movies between, you know, the time of that and Too Fast. And Vin Diesel was just doing random stuff. Like, Pitch Black's one of his best movies.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he did that before the Fast and the Furious.
The second Riddick is really
good,
too. That is,
that's fun because it's more like, you know, a sci-fi movie. Mm-hmm. He would enjoy doing it. You could tell he enjoyed doing it. But, like, the last one, I don't even know if, like, he really enjoyed it, because it didn't have any, like, the feel of the other ones.
No, you're right.
And it didn't go the way the story was planned to go, with the whole thing with the necromancers and, you know, going into the dark world and all that, or the dark underworld or whatever it was planned.
Underverse.
Yeah.
Till Underverse come.
The shoehorned Carl Urban scene.
Yep. Did you watch El Camino, right?
Yes, I did watch El Camino.
So I remember you saying when Breaking Bad was on, you liked Jesse. He was like, was he your
Jesse
favorite
was
character?
My favorite character,
yeah, okay,
like, of the main cast. And that, like, so, including, like, you know, the main cast of me included, like, Gus.
Yeah.
And all that.
It's been a long time since we've talked about Breaking Bad for
sure. Well, you watch
obvious
it, it's
reason,
done,
right?
It's over.
Yeah. And do you watch Better Call Saul?
No, I couldn't get into it.
Like, I don't,
I tried,
like, Bob
to watch the,
I don't like that much Bob Odenkirk in my,
well,
life,
I tried to watch the first season and just was like, well, you know, maybe if it starts to go toward the Breaking Bad storyline, and I'm like, I just didn't have any interest to even look.
I don't know if it's this season or it's one more after this season, but when it's all done, I think I'm gonna sit down and try and watch it.
Yeah.
So I had remembered you saying that, and I thought this was a really interesting little, like, extended episode. It was a nice little epilogue,
movie.
Right?
Mean, you know,
I mean, it's,
you
it's
call
about
it a movie.
2 hours,
yeah,
but
it's,
I thought
it's a TV movie.
I thought,
I mean,
Aaron Paul was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought getting Badger and
what happened with Jesse Plemons, like, all of a sudden, like, bloomed up.
I think he was fat during that last
season.
Yeah,
like, what was the deal with that, though? Like,
I don't know, but he got fat for this, too, so good on him.
I don't think he ever lost the weight. Because he was fat on Black Mirror.
Oh, well, yeah, because he was. Yeah, wasn't he? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's got, like, a thyroid thing.
I was
going to
say, like,
I don't,
is
judge,
he okay? Oh, that's what I was wondering if, like, you know, physically he was, like, not in super great shape, but he was in good shape. And then, like, all of a sudden,
you look at him on Friday Night Lights and he's kind of ripped.
Yeah. Like, and then I seen him, I'm like, is he okay? It's like,
so he was, I loved him in this because he was so cringy. Like, he was like so creepy and weird, and it made my skin crawl, but it was like compelling to watch. And like, especially remembering what had happened to him at the end of, you know, Breaking Bad.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It was,
I mean, if you were a fan of Breaking Bad, like, this definitely was like nice.
It was
to see.
It was an answer to a question I never asked.
Oh, what happened to Jesse?
Right. But at the same time, like, I'm really glad I found out.
Sure.
So,
well, and the thing was, you found out more than you expected, because it was, you know, showing what happened to him while he was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed what happened to him when he escaped.
Yeah, I thought the use of flashback was really good.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, it was nice that there was just the one scene with Walt, with Cranston.
Yeah, that was cool.
They didn't overdo it. I'm glad.
I didn't expect it. I wasn't expecting him at all.
Right, I wasn't either. I mean, people had said, oh, they'll have Walt in there. But yeah, I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it. It kind of makes me want to go back and start over, but
it doesn't,
not really.
Not for me,
like,
because it's just too much.
So, but if you remember, I was not a huge fan of the show at first. It wasn't until Gus Fring showed up that I was like, all right, I'm in. Like this, now it's getting interesting. So,
yeah. It's one of those shows, like we talked about The Joker, where I don't have to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
I remember it. It's good enough. But, like, you know, it's just too much.
Yeah,
like
a lot. So
it's the emotional roller coaster type shows where you're like, there's a lot of rough stuff that happens in that show.
Yeah,
so I don't know. So, I enjoyed that though. If they did more of those type of things,
so it's where, like, cool. You know, I didn't like The Joker. This was well documented 2 weeks ago when we talked about this. But like, I'm excited that it did well money wise, because hopefully DC will take, like, or Warner's will take a chance and do some more like cool anthology things. Like,
for me, that
was a miss, but like, you know, like, El Camino apparently did really well viewer wise. And, you know, it would be cool for Netflix to kind of epilogue some of these, like,
there's other
things.
Characters that they could use, but like, if they don't do anything.
Yeah. But it doesn't just have to be Breaking Bad. I mean, they could do this with maybe some other shows that.
Oh, like, you know, the ones where they alluded to an ending, but there wasn't a real ending. Yep. Or there was an ending, but there wasn't a total ending. Mm-hmm. Like Lost.
Yes.
Yes.
Netflix,
we've
get it done.
We've got to go back.
Netflix, get it done.
We've got to go back again.
So.
And You don't have to do that.
Yeah, Netflix. And I'm not even saying do like a whole long season. Just like this nice 2-hour cap.
If you do it as an animated series.
Ooh,
Lost animated series where you can bring back everybody. Yep. Because some of them have not aged well. And some of them, you know, probably wouldn't want to come back and do the show.
Right.
And that, but like, yeah.
So the other thing I watched that I really liked was Living
They're
With
doing
Your...
it with another show anyways. What? Picard.
Oh, yeah, I guess. So,
did you watch that trailer?
Yeah.
The New York Comic Con trailer? Yeah.
So, so I have a... What is it? Let's see if I can do this without burning myself. Yeah, $25 for
CBS.
Well,
you should use that.
Well, I'm going to wait until Picard's out.
Okay. January?
Yeah. So January. Whenever Picard is done, I'll go do my month and...
Oh, the weekly, you know, weekly thing. Yeah.
So... but no, I mean, that's $25. That'll get me like 3 months, right? It's like $7 a month.
I thought it was more than that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So, the other Netflix thing I watched that I really liked and you should check out was Living With Yourself.
Yeah. The Paul Rudd thing.
Cause one, Paul Rudd, Galactic Treasure. There's a really funny scene in the first episode with Tom Brady from the Patriots. And that's all I'm going to say about it. So, but yeah, it was good. I thought I really liked it, and I hope they do more.
Okay.
So I'm just going to leave it as that for you.
Sure, yeah.
And then the other kind of funny thing about this is, no spoiler, really, is totally inconsequential, but one of the groups I belong to on Facebook is about like Honda Elements. And Paul Rudd's driving an Element around.
Oh, okay.
And it just made me miss me miss my Element. So I love that car. Anyway. So Star Wars.
Yeah.
Final trailer.
Yeah.
I hope they don't put anything else out. Maybe like not
there'll
even
be some
TV. Spots,
there'll be some TV spots.
But I won't see those anyway. So
right.
What did you think?
I was satisfied. I mean,
I thought it was cool when the ghost showed up.
Yeah.
If it's the ghost.
It's so, the ghost.
It looks like the ghost. I had so anyone who texted me and said they saw it, I'd taken a screenshot and just circled it and wrote the ghost like with arrows pointing to it.
Right.
And replied back. I did not send that to you because I didn't know if you'd seen it or not.
And
I didn't
want
to spoil.
I guess last night and oh. I seen it this morning and I was like, oh, okay. And then I screen capped it earlier because I was like, was that in there or is that just something somebody plugged in there?
No, it was in there.
And I watched it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's in there.
So, yeah, I liked the trailer. I thought it showed enough without showing anything, really.
Yeah, yeah. That, I mean, we know Palpatine's in there. You see him.
Oh, yeah, talking to Rey.
He's on that throne.
If
yeah.
it's Palpatine, which probably is, but might be one of his
robots.
Ian
McDermott wouldn't have been in there. I mean, you know, a clone.
Yeah.
It's a clone, but, you know.
Do you think they're going to, like, borrow from the original Thrawn trilogy and it'll be, like,
I think they're borrowing from a lot of stuff because Dark Empire is where the Emperor clone shows up, the Dark Horse book.
Yeah.
The Dark Horse miniseries was where the Emperor clone came and tempted Luke to the dark side to save the galaxy. So it's one of those things where that'll be interesting. Somebody pointed out when Kylo and her taking down whatever they're taking down that she's carrying a knife. That could be the Mortis knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of fan service in this movie, I'm sure.
I think just from the look of it, right?
Yeah.
Just like on just the TV, I think it looks really cool as far as like the style and all of that. Do you think they're going to kill Leia like early on? And like what we're seeing is like flashbacks with her. Like,
maybe
she's passed on. And
I think that maybe she's already gone.
Yeah.
And like there might be some kind of flashback that we get.
So because I know the scenes that they have for her is left over from The Force Awakens.
Right.
And so I think what makes the most sense, right, is she passes in between the movies due to complications from the space thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, make that.
Well, and if they do a flashback or use a scene, there's the scene that got deleted from Force Awakens where her and Rey had interacted that nobody ever seen.
Right.
So, you know, they could do that too. I mean.
Well, I think that's that scene where she's crying.
It might be.
So, but yeah. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Carrie Fisher. Her birthday was just the other day.
Yesterday. Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. It makes me super excited. Tickets went on sale. I got tickets for me and the fam to go see
They're going
to
be riding horses in this on a Death Star.
Yeah.
Or on a Star Destroyer.
On a Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer is lifting up out of water. You know, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of cool stuff where you're like, wonder where this is going.
Yeah.
And that, and then, you know, the last scene of the movie is in the trailer.
Yeah.
With Chewie and Rey sitting on the Falcon's bridge and.
Yep.
Yeah, the rest of them walk in.
Yeah.
That'll be the last scene.
So, did you notice the battle droid behind C-3PO?
No, but I wasn't watching, like, that detailed of a watch. I didn't have the computer
on
my face.
I didn't notice it. I just saw somebody bring it up. What if he's putting his, like, stuff into the battle droid?
I don't know what that scene's even entailing.
Yeah.
So, you know. Does that scene take place before the scene where C-3PO is wearing Chewie's bandolier and carrying his crossbow, which is a real thing. So,
right.
I mean, yeah, I seen the poster down at Five Below, and I was like, oh, well, that's cool. That's really real then.
It's happening.
Yeah. I was just like, wow, there's a lot. Like, that that poster had a lot of detail in it of stuff, like, where I'm like, this could be, like, considered spoilerish.
Yeah.
And that, but I was like, oh, cool. I'm taking pictures of it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. They're somewhere in here because I had to use Elvis' phone. So.
But Yeah.
I think Knights of Ren are like really like predominant. Like
in the poster?
Yeah, you can literally see them all.
Oh, cool. This is down to Five Below?
Yeah, it's hanging up down to Five Below. It's for sale, $5, I guess. They had two different ones. One was that one, and then there's a bigger one that looked pretty cool, but I couldn't get a picture of it because it wasn't in the actual folio thing.
Okay, and so that's Kerry Russell's character in the Y-Wing.
Yeah. So I don't even know if she takes that mask off at all in the movie.
I hope she doesn't, honestly.
It's Poe Dameron's girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
I don't know. They're hanging out together. She's in that scene where Poe's like, hey, C-3PO, what are you doing?
Yeah, he has that super fancy scarf he's wearing, Poe.
Preparing for battle, Poe.
Preparing for battle. He gets instant kill with Karen.
Nice.
So when Thanos made the snap.
Padme.
Karen went to.
His computer program is called Padme. Yeah. Because Anakin, you know, yeah.
All right. Do we want to do at some point or today or whenever? Are we interested in like giving like theories or? I mean,
theories about what?
I don't know. Like your theory is well documented about the Palpatine
clones.
So I think.
Well,
that's
even better. Like I'm like, oh yeah, that still sticks in my head, and especially when Kylo, like they cut that part where she's like, everybody tells me that they know me,
right?
And then like Kylo's like, I know who you are, and it's like Palpatine.
Go for Papa Palpatine.
Yep.
Oh, he's crying.
Exactly. She's Scott.
So I was watching a thing for like
What theories are you looking at? Like
I don't
obviously know. They're going to the planet that Endor rotates.
Yeah.
I guess. It could be it could be Yavin,
I mean,
too.
It could be other moons.
It could be a moon of Yavin. I mean, you don't know which
Death
Star.
There's
it
bits
is.
Of Death Star all over the place.
Yeah. Well, and that was a cool scene because she's actually like parkouring through the Death Star. And
which
like,
was neat.
It's like, hey, she's done that before. Mm-hmm. So she knows these Imperial vessels.
Yeah, she was salvaging that Star Destroyer.
Right. And she's been in enough Rebel ships and Imperial ships that she probably could take one apart and put it back together.
And she went to Starkiller Base and knew her way around there just intuitively.
The Force.
Right.
The Force. She went, this is Imperial. And just was like, okay, cool. I don't have any because this wasn't a preview like where you were like, oh, yeah, hey, there's that. Or, hey, there's that.
I also think
we're going to get a cool star battle scene.
Yeah.
Like, you know, actually cool because they showed a Y-Wing coming in and flying. And you've seen a big fleet of ships. And you've seen Star Destroyers. And you've seen First Order Star Destroyers.
Yep.
I'm kind of hoping that's where we see a fight is between
the First Order of the Empire.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So.
We've seen a battle on a Star Destroyer with Poe and his BFF, Finn, coming down the hallway with Chewbacca backing him up. I mean, that's reminiscent of any old Star Wars movie. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like I look forward to it, but a lot of it's going to be fan service, too.
I'm okay with that, though. I mean, it's the last one.
We got to make up for, you know, pissing half the Star Wars population off for the last movie.
You know, I think, you know, you and I aren't like full on haters of the last.
No,
movie.
No.
I've
talked
about it a lot.
I like,
right.
Now here's the thing. Here's where that goes. I dislike it enough that I don't intentionally go and watch it.
Right.
But that's also Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
I don't intentionally go watch Attack of the Clones. I mean, I don't have any like inclination to go, I want to watch Attack of the Clones.
If I make a mistake and it's on.
If I go,
okay.
I want to watch all Star Wars movies,
yeah.
I'm going to watch Attack of the Clones. I'm going to watch The Last Jedi.
Sure.
That may happen at some point with Disney Plus putting all these on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not pulling them out of the sleeves they're in and going, I want to watch this. I own them because I own every Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, the battle, the Ewoks.
I mean, I have them all on my tablet here.
That's
even
what
episode
I'm saying.
Two.
It's like,
so.
You know. I have it all. I like it all.
Yeah.
I just don't like some things more
than
other
things.
There's
parts I didn't like.
And that's what I feel like with Star Wars fans. It's like, if you went so deep hardcore that you hate that movie, you don't like Star Wars that much. Because there's enough Star Wars in there.
I felt like it was a pretty Star Wars movie.
Yeah, there's enough Star Wars in there that it's like, you know, I can tolerate it, but there's enough, like, let's try something different that didn't work.
Yeah. And my problem isn't that he tried something different, right? My problem is
he tried different stuff.
Well, yeah, no, but yeah. I don't have an issue with people coming in and trying new stuff with Star Wars. Like, look at Rebels, like Filoni.
Okay.
Opened
okay.
all new ground.
You don't yeah. do it in the saga movies.
Exactly.
You don't right. do it in the saga and, movies. And like, if the saga movies are set up to be what they are, then just keep that story going, plodding along. Yeah. You know. And that it's not like JJ didn't go, hey, Ryan, I got this.
Yeah, he threw away.
Like, yeah, threw Ryan it away. Threw it's like, away, so. Yeah. So it's like, but if Ryan Johnson wants to do his own Star Wars movie, cool. They'll probably let him. Mm-hmm. I probably won't see it. I'm sorry. I didn't like Looper that much.
No.
I mean, Looper's a decent movie. I paid $2 for it at a used place. I watched it. I'm like, I still like it. And I don't like. I'm not rushing to see Knives Out.
Oh, no.
I mean, it kind of looks goofy, like the trailers that I've seen. It looks goofy. I don't get it.
I feel like I like Knives Out the first time.
But then
I
look at the people that like are like so deeply in love with The Last Jedi, and I'm like, what? I need an explanation. I need somebody that's like not like a fan of Star Wars that they love all Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I need somebody who this is their favorite Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
To explain to me why.
Yeah.
Like, and not, like, I'm not,
and
I'm
not being adversarial about
I'm not,
it.
Right? I just want to hear. Yeah. I just want to, like, just type up an essay.
Please educate me why.
Type an essay up.
So,
200 to 300 words. Tell me why.
So, I feel like a lot of the people who online are like, oh, this is the best Star Wars movie, or like, I love this movie. Anyone who has anything wrong to say.
I love this movie. But if you feel like this is your favorite Star Wars movie, I need to know why.
So I feel like a lot of the people who are saying this are people who have a vested interest in Star Wars. Like, they're involved some way, like through YouTube or like.
Or like a cosplayer group.
Like,
or
yeah,
a
like
YouTuber
they're a part of, or like, you know, for example, Anthony Carboni on the Star Wars show. Like, he's always like, Last Jedi this, Last Jedi that. And it's like. Do you
but
really
do you
think
feel
that?
Like it's sincere?
Like, I don't. That's okay. The thing is, I really don't think it's sincere, and it might be. And I would love like for him to like tweet or write about it and say why. And like, great. And I'm not saying if it is.
I mean,
his favorite
I can
movie,
tell you
I'm not judging
why.
So,
whatever movie is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
Like what my top 10, which is not really like yeah. a real thing, but I could tell you why I like that movie.
Right.
Like, if you threw a movie at me that you know that I really like, I can tell you why I like it. It would take me a little while to convey yeah. my feelings for it. But, yeah, I would literally be able to tell you.
So, and I agree with you. I think there's people out there who say this, but they could never tell you why it's their favorite.
Yeah, I mean.
Other than to be
contrarian. Because you contemplate, like, I feel like stuff that's your favorites. Like anything that's your favorite, you contemplate why. Why do
yeah.
I like this?
Yeah.
Unless you're not mature enough to do that, which I think in some cases
and I
that
think
might
that's
be the
part
thing.
Of the problem too.
And that, but like, you know, why do I like this movie? Why do I watch this movie so much? Like, you know, that does come up. And I think like for me, my bitterness with Star Wars at this point is because of both sides of the family.
Oh, the you know, the again, it's like anything. It's the polar opposites and the polar extremes. They don't make anything fun.
Well, it's you know, and I think it happened with Star Trek for a little bit too. It's just that thing where, you know, there's so much like positivity and negativity that it just washes it out for me mm-hmm. to the point where I'm like, you know what? I don't need to hear anybody's opinion anymore.
Right.
It's like, I don't really need to. I would like for like people to have civil conversations about it and that, but I'm like, you know, and I enjoy the sarcasm at times and like with anything, but I'm like, you know, I don't look cross-eyed at anybody dressed as Admiral Haldo, one of the worst characters ever in the Star Wars universe.
So but. I didn't like the character, but like I wasn't going to like whatever character Laura Dern played because I don't like Laura Dern. Let me rephrase that. The things I like her in are few and far between.
Right.
Because I loved her. Park. I loved her in Big Little Lies.
Okay.
Like I loved her in Big Little Lies. So, yeah.
She's good at playing a character that she plays, and I don't feel like Admiral Haldo was that character. Because Admiral Haldo did not feel like anybody that I was invested in. Like, if that would have been Ackbar, like, if they would have reversed that and made that Ackbar in that role, I would have been like, okay, I know who this character is, and I know his contribution to the Star Wars universe.
So they gave her a large chunk of screen time in that movie.
Right.
And again, so like the same complaint I had about the Joker, right? Superficial. Sure. Her screen time was superficial. There was zero substance to that character.
Yeah. Like you felt nothing beyond, oh, she's
I thought she
there.
Was a mole. The whole time I thought she worked for the First Order.
That would have been mega cooler.
I don't disagree. Like I thought like, okay, this is what's happening, and then like it turns out like no.
Like they would have revealed it and you would have been like, I knew that bitch was.
You know, I probably would have been I knew it, but I've been like, nice.
Yeah.
Like
thanks, Ryan, for actually doing something that like, most people haven't been brave enough to do.
That would have taken like, some serious balls.
As many people have betrayed the Empire, wouldn't there be people that would betray the Rebellion and Resistance too?
So I'm just like spitballing here of something I think would be really cool.
Yeah.
What if it would have turned out she was Phasma?
That would have been, that would have been cool,
right?
Yeah.
Like
Phasma pin it in yeah, like got herself in there and that. But like, you know, or the whole time she was both.
Because
Holdo was known throughout the Resistance.
Right.
And it's like,
it would have been like, because Phasma, you know, disappears at the end of The Force
She went
Awakens.
Down a garbage chute or whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, in the comic, they figure out where she is and everything.
But, like, but double agent
how
that?
How interesting would have been
like
if
she would have been a
double
agent?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool. That would have been kind
of
cool.
I, you know, and, of course, hindsight is 20/20, and, like, I can think that. But I did. I sat there the whole time, and I said to Angel at one point, it's like, I think she's a mole.
Yeah.
I think she's...
She wasn't.
And she wasn't, and I was like... And I wasn't disappointed. I just... I thought it was.
She
it was
had
such
one of the
waste.
Best death scenes.
She had the best death scene.
Well, and it, more for the reason that, like, sitting there the first time I seen it, and the whole theater
it was
quiet,
so beautiful.
And then the one kid, just like a few rows up, goes, "Whoa!" And I'm like, "Okay, that was cool."
So Rian Johnson,
like
did
I
a
said,
lot of
they,
he did a lot of things right in that movie.
Yeah,
and that is one of several Star Wars movies in my life that literally took my breath away watching it because it
like
was so
that.
Neat. But at the same time, being fans of Star Wars and like consuming as much of it as I can, that's not the first time I've seen somebody pull that move.
Oh,
so
you know. Well,
Hera did it in Rebels just like
read,
a few months earlier, and
novels and stuff like that. You
but
know.
It's a baller move to go out on.
It was cool.
So
wasn't the coolest scene in the movie, but it was. Cool.
It wasn't the coolest scene, no. But it
the
was
the coolest
was
scene in
there.
The movie, like. To me, is the Praetorian and Kylo and Rey scene. Like, and I'm like, that's straight up Star Wars.
Yep.
Like, you know, lightsaber battles and all that. It's like, we've seen that in the prequels.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this is beautiful. It's like, that's Star Wars right there. And I'm like, but then there's scenes where I'm like, you know.
Like, I liked most of the stuff on Crait, to be honest, down on the Salt Planet.
Felt like a Star Wars movie.
At
that point, it felt like a Star Wars movie.
And I know this is a hot take into the minority, but I love how Luke went out. Because it opens Luke Skywalker up to be in multiple places
in this
movie. And
my issues, and I think it's like always going to be my issues, is Canto Bight.
Yeah.
Rose was meant to be a better character than they used her as.
I think Kelly Marie Tran is a much better actress than the part she was given.
Yeah, that's what, and I'm very curious to see how her character develops in this. And that,
were you surprised to see her front and center in a hero shot in the trailer? Like, as polarizing
but
as...
It was cool to see Dominic Monaghan in the background, too.
Right?
Yeah.
So...
Charlie!
Or, what was he Pippin? No,
he was
Merry.
Yeah,
Merry. Yeah. So I wonder if Pippin will show up.
He's totally... Oh, yes, he's Kanan and Hera's kid.
Ooh.
That would be awesome.
That would be so...
That
I mean,
would be awesome, actually.
That would be great.
But he had green hair, so, you know, unless the green hair grew out.
Maybe the green hair went away,
you know. Maybe we haven't seen the final effects scenes yet.
Yeah.
No, that just because of the ghost, I was like, you know, at this point, it's to the point where Kanan's kid would be in his 30s.
Yeah.
So it's like perfect.
I was thinking Ahsoka lives.
Yeah.
You know.
If Ahsoka shows up.
She's in the ghost. With
old
Sabine.
Old lady Ahsoka. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. If they
Hello,
do that,
Rey.
That would be kind of cool, but I don't see that.
If they do that, it's like kind of disingenuous.
If they show a guy with green hair,
then
I'm like, okay, I'm good. There's their kid. Their kid actually like is part of the resistance.
Yep.
It's like, all right, that's where he should be.
Yep.
And if they show a Hera, like that would be kind of cool too.
I would love to see a General Syndulla back. Yeah, and,
like if
Vanessa Marshall would be perfect.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You got to. I mean, you just age her, and
you know, it's perfect.
So
I
don't know. I'm excited.
I don't have any theories beyond the Palpatine clone theory.
But
that,
I mean, that was your
that,
theory in the last.
That was my theory in the Force Awakens. So like, if that theory even has like a glimmer of reality to it, I'll just stand up and be like, yes.
So I'm gonna resurface my main theory.
What's that?
She's Ezra Bridger's kid.
That's not gonna be a theory. You know.
She came in from the unknown regions.
She's Ezra
got dumped
Bridger's
on.
Clone. No. The Palpatine theory is just like too much.
Too juicy to not just like postulate.
But make that theory when there was no like idea that would even be a theory.
Oh, I mean, we talked about this we've talked about this ad nauseum, right? But like, your idea is spot on. It's
well, and the
like
thing
you
about
said,
it is like now I see it all the time, and I'm like, I came up with that idea.
Oh, yeah. We can go back. Yeah. We can pull the tape.
Like, I totally came up with that idea.
Because every time you've told someone that over the last 3 years, they're like,
there's like a shock and awe
like,
kind
wait
of
a
feeling.
Second.
Like,
what?
Wait, what?
What?
Why would you even?
What? Why would you? That? Well, hold on. That makes perfect sense. Like, they
like,
all come around.
It's not anything against Rey. It's nothing like for Rey. It's just something where I'm like, you know what? It totally makes sense of this character. And then building on it where I was like, wouldn't it be cool if he came up with the idea of cloning the other Jedi and putting it all in her, like Serpentor style?
Ooh.
And I'm like, man, if that's true, that would be even crazier. Because I was talking to Alva about it last night, and I said, you know what I want to see at the end of this movie is a shot like Return of the Jedi with Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Ewan. I want to see Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Mark Hamill. I want to see Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
I want to see those. And if they could get Liam Neeson, that would be kind of cool.
I would rather see Neeson than Mace Windu because I think they've made such a point that not every Jedi can do that.
Yeah.
And part of Mace's issue was hubris.
Yeah.
And I think,
but just to see Hayden and Ewan, like,
seeing Hayden and
awesome
Ewan together would be awesome.
Yeah.
So, you brought me my Hayden, archive figure today.
Yeah,
so I'm super excited to have that. And then,
and he's in it. He's in it at some point because of that.
Maybe
whole,
he's Hera and Kanan's kid.
I think he's Anakin Skywalker.
Well, yeah,
as a clone.
Yeah,
that's going to be fighting them.
Oh,
yeah,
that would be so cool.
That's the dude that you see falling apart. Tron style. He is. He's totally like blasting apart like he's some kind of.
I thought that was the.
It looks like Vader.
It looks like the pedestal that he kept Vader's helmet on.
I don't know.
So, but. And then she's got the blade.
I like that. Like the things I liked in this trailer, like the most, was the voiceovers mm-hmm. where like Finn was saying the Force brought us mm-hmm. together. Like. The Force for him is something beyond just the power of,
it's
like,
not,
you know.
And it's not moving rocks.
Right. It's not for him. It's not moving rocks. It's for him. It's a belief beyond, you know, the power of the Force. For him, it is the Force is all around mm-hmm. us. The Force does guide us. And that, and he doesn't have any powers of the Force.
It's around us and through us and binds us all together.
Well, that's
because
the
he
thing,
had that tree.
Yeah.
He grew up with his parents as essentially wills.
No, that was Poe.
That's what I said.
No, I said Finn.
Oh, Finn. I'm sorry. Because
Finn's doing the voiceover. Where he's
I
like,
thought that was Poe doing the voiceover.
No, that's Finn doing the voiceover saying the Force brought us together.
I need to watch it with headphones on.
Yeah.
But.
Or just turn the volume up.
Way up. But yeah, no, you're right. But no, but I mean, Poe is another one who is like has reverence for the Force because of what Luke did with his parents.
Maybe.
So.
We don't know any of that because we've never seen any of that.
If that's canon or not, who knows?
Yeah.
So.
It's all canon.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I was happy.
I'm
I was
so,
happy
we
with
have, we
what,
have 2 months. We have the Mandalorian between now and then, so.
Yeah, I've got Disney between now and then, too, so. We'll go to Batuu.
You're on Verizon, right?
Yeah.
They're giving Disney Plus for year free for a year to Verizon customers.
Oh, well, I already signed up for it, so. Figured I'd sign up for it when they announced everything that was going to be on it.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't going to sign up for it, but
I'm debating whether I'm going to do it as a Hulu add-on
You said that you would have to have commercials, though, right?
I have to have I have to have the commercial-free Hulu, right, to do the bundle. And
oh,
so like with that and ESPN,
yeah,
like that's what I don't care about. I want to do that bundle because then I can go back to watching basketball all
right
the time. But that being said, I mean, I'm definitely getting Disney Plus.
The price is right for what you're getting.
$70 a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, no-brainer. As many movies as they list it for the first like
the launch, titles. Yeah.
When you say this is what we're going to put on, and it's like over 400 things, and I'm like looking, I'm going, wait a minute, you're putting all the Disney True Life Adventures on here? I'm like, okay, that's a week's worth of watching. I'm like, oh, hey, so all the Star Wars movies are on there. Okay, cool. And, you know, there's people that are like, well, they didn't put this on there yet. I'm like, but they will.
I'm excited for
somebody
Rebels.
Said something to me about Mighty Ducks not being on there. And I'm
Mighty
like,
Ducks is on there.
They weren't. It wasn't listed on the opening day, I thought.
Oh.
So I'm like, but it's been streaming for years.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I've watched it on HBO for years.
Right. And Cool Runnings and stuff like that. But
Cool
like,
Runnings was on the launch title list too.
You've got stuff that'll be like popping in and out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm hoping for the Zorro TV series. Yeah. I'm hoping for like Davy Crockett's going to be on there. Like first thing, but like a lot of the classic stuff, the stuff that they've been playing on Turner Classic Movies,
yeah,
but it's available anytime.
Yeah.
So I can just go watch it.
Right.
I don't have to worry about DVRing
nope.
it from Turner Classic Movies. I don't have to worry about, you know, it getting erased or something like that. It's all there. I paid for it. So, yeah. And there's that show called The Mandalorian. And there's that show that's behind the scenes Imagineering.
Yep.
And there's that High School Musical thing.
I never watched those movies.
I did. I watched them all.
So
they got worse as they progressed.
Yeah.
It's bad when the theatrical released one was the third one and it wasn't as good as the first one.
Was Zac Efron in the third one?
Yeah, yeah, they were. They all came back for everything. Okay. So, you know,
well, Disney owns their.
They
souls,
all were.
So.
I mean, like that cast was great. Like they did a really good job. Like even the like secondary players all did a really good job. You could see they were invested in the thing.
Yeah.
And but the third one, it was just like, you know, I'm done at this point. Two was enough.
Yeah.
Kenny Ortega did a good job. He's been a dance coordinator for like, I'm, you know, since Dirty Dancing, I've known that name and like,
oh, cool.
You know, but he directed them and it's like, you know, he did a really good job. So, you know, it's stuff to look forward to. I'm curious about the High School Musical thing because it's supposed to be like a reality show too. So, but there's a lot of different stuff on there that's new that's coming. Like the Imagineering show looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that because it's going to be a lot of behind the scenes stories and that type of stuff. So, but nice. The old stuff. I mean, the old stuff is what, you know, we all want to watch.
Yeah.
So, get those Ewok movies on there.
Those you know, I kind of hope they put those.
Those weren't listed. No. And I'm like, and where's the Christmas special at? Come on.
Do you think they'll put the Christmas special on
they
there
should.
At some point?
They should put it on there for Christmas. Like, oh, you know, just a one day, like, hey, kids.
Yeah.
Christmas specials on.
You have one day to
all
watch this.
All day you can watch it.
Not just
and
today.
Just do it every year.
Yeah.
Just play it on
just
Christmas.
Just on Christmas
just
Day.
Just on Christmas Day.
On Christmas
that would be
day.
That would be
yeah.
kind of an awesome
yeah.
thing. But, you know. Now, I hope like they dig in the archives and put like. There was a Davy Crockett movie that was made in the 90s that had Johnny Cash playing old Davy Crockett.
Huh.
Tim Dunnigan, who played Captain Power, playing young Davy Crockett.
Okay.
I would like to see that again. So I hope that they dig that out and put it on there.
Yeah.
You know, some of the stuff that, like, hasn't been out in a long time. Hopefully Song of the South.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't think I ever saw that.
I seen a really bad.
I was
going to
say if I did,
it
was a bootleg copy that somebody did. But
it's one of those ones where it's like, you know, let it go. Just put it on there. You know, we know what it's about. We know what the, you know, the whole thing was. Mm-hmm. So, but I think like all the war stuff is going to be on there. Like the propaganda cartoons that they produced for the military and that are all going to be on there.
So
that's fun.
I mean,
cool.
I'm excited for the, you know, the Spider-Man cartoons, the original DuckTales, not that abomination that's on there now.
Yeah, like
X-Men.
There's, I think every Spider-Man cartoon is going to be on there.
Yeah, Mighty Ducks is going to be on there launch day.
Okay.
Yeah, tons of stuff. Like it's
we'll see.
It's gonna be good. You know, gargoyles.
There'll be so much stuff on there that like you won't be able to actually find it all on the first day.
Nope. The Clone Wars, Tron Legacy, all that's on there.
Yeah, the cartoon's gonna be on there too.
Oh, sweet.
The Tron cartoon.
Yeah, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Yep.
That'll be good. Inhumans.
Yeah, every version of Spider-Man that's been animated is on there, listed on there. Sweet. And that, so
yeah, I mean it's they're really smart. Remember the Titans,
yeah,
you know, which you know I own in several different forms, but yeah, this is all the launch day stuff. Right. I'm excited for Spectacular Spider-Man. That cartoon is going to be on, which isn't streaming anywhere.
Is that the one that was produced by Greg Wiseman?
Yeah, and that was Josh Keaton as the voice of Shiro.
Yeah,
was,
I've heard that one.
That was really good. It had the best theme song ever too. Because it just went spectacular Spider-Man. Like it
sounds like the Tony Stark song from the 60s.
Yeah, cartoons. It was just like total repetition and everything. But yeah, I mean, Uprising right there. Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be great if the Ewok. Oh, nice. The pacifier.
See, there you go.
So I'm good. I'm all in. Yeah, there it is right there. This one.
Three Musketeers.
So, yep.
Yep.
Prince of Persia.
Oh, National Treasure Book of Secrets. Okay. Because that one hasn't streamed. Streamed a lot.
So, yeah. I mean, it's
It'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Yep.
Robin Hood, the animated one with the fox. But, yeah.
I'll be behind on Mandalorian from the beginning.
Yeah, why?
If it's weekly, well, you figure...
What day is it? So, what day is the 12th?
It's a Tuesday, I believe.
Is it? Hold on, I have a calendar right here.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
Veterans Day is on Monday, and the 12th is on Tuesday.
Cool.
And I leave on Saturday for Disney World. Okay. So, I'll see the first episode.
Okay.
I'll be back probably late Monday night or early Tuesday morning.
Okay.
That, so I'll be two episodes behind.
So we could record on the 21st and we could do the first two episodes.
I'll be in Disney on the 21st.
Oh, wait, when are you leaving?
The 16th.
Oh, you leave the 16th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know we're still recording, right?
Yeah, I know. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm just
you're like planning stuff.
I'm talking out loud. Yeah, so. I'm thinking out loud. Yeah. But yeah. So.
Well, I mean, we can just wait until the whole show is over to do a review or something.
I don't know. I kind of like to do it like week by week so we don't miss anything. I know you don't like doing that, but it's fun.
Go back and listen to the Walking Dead episodes and then tell me how much you want to do that. Yeah.
Well, I just don't want to do the Walking Dead ever again. I can't believe that show's still on.
It's the Walking Dead. What do you expect?
Someone's going to have to shoot that in the head.
Book's over now. I don't know if like there's a third series coming too. So yeah, there's a third series coming.
What?
I think they previewed it at New York Comic Con, but it doesn't have a name yet.
About what? I mean, I know zombies, but like,
I don't know. A different group in a different area that'll cross over with the show eventually.
Yeah, they'll be on a different farm with different stupid kids, and
I actually think it's all kids, like it's teenagers.
Okay.
Surviving in the zombie apocalypse, the early days of the apocalypse.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't care.
Whatever.
I'll wait until The Walking Dead's over, and then I'll go back and watch it from that Negan season on.
Yeah. We stopped
The movie's
watching.
Coming, too, so.
The movie?
Yeah, the Rick Grimes movie. He didn't die.
Oh, I stopped.
So he didn't die at the end of that episode where he was supposed to die. Mm. What's her name? The Borg Queen or whatever.
Alice Craig?
No, the one that ran the junkyard people came with a helicopter and rescued him.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I read that somewhere and I'm like, okay.
And they didn't bother rescuing anybody else?
Well, he's special in that because he's from another planet. And, you know.
He's Rick Grimes from Earth 2.
He's Rick Grimes from England Earth too.
Okay.
So he's gonna have his accent
and he's gonna have he's just gonna walk around with cardboard placards and that's how he talks.
No.
He just writes what he wants.
It's not Love Actually, Walking Dead. That's the new show. Love Actually, Walking Dead. Walking Dead, Love Actually.
Actually love Walking Dead.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, it is. It's a lot of fan service with a lot of this stuff. So, yeah. You know.
No, you're right. But.
But with Star Wars, I'm like, I understand fan service now because you have to appease the millions and millions and millions of fans.
If they want Star Wars to continue past this movie as a major franchise, as a major IP, you're
right. They have to set up the big bad in this one, the Thanos villain.
Yeah, but they also have to do, like you said, a fair
bit. Do you feel that Star Wars should go the way of Marvel where they just start building a universe? No. Okay.
I think so.
Because at that point, I'm like, Yuuzhan Vong is the only thing I can think of.
What,
like,
Star Wars has done, in my opinion, so well is it went years without movies.
Yeah. And still, like, in the zeitgeist.
Still was at the zeitgeist. Where it's like, I think if Marvel went away, if Marvel's like, you know what, we're going to take 5 years off and not do any movies.
No!
Like,
then when
do we go
see in the theater Martin Scorsese movies? Oh, wait, he doesn't produce that many movies.
He does Netflix movies now. His next big one, The Irishman, is coming out on Netflix.
Is it coming out? Yeah. Well, then it's not a real movie, according to Steven Spielberg.
Yep.
I want to just get them all in a room and see who gets in a fist fight with who.
Right.
Yeah. Shut up. Just shut up. They're all movies. It takes a lot to produce the movie. And it, you know, there's people that make little movies. It takes a lot to produce a movie. Just because you've been around for 40 years and you've done a lot of Academy Award winning shit, shut up. Because your movie's a movie, and Joe Blow's movie that just did it down there in Kentucky last week is a movie too.
Yeah, the people putting shit out on YouTube, that's a movie.
Yeah, they're working. So they're working hard to produce what they like, just like you are.
You know,
I enjoy Martin Scorsese movies. I enjoy Steven Spielberg movies, but just shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up and make movies.
And get off my lawn.
Oh, they should all get off my lawn.
So,
because I just don't like anybody on my lawn. The kids leave balls on my lawn and I want to kick them up into the trees. And somebody did it in the neighbor's yard. And I'm like, I should take a picture of it because it's so beautiful.
That's funny.
That's the name of the episode, Balls in Trees.
you have to send me the...
send a picture
you
of
have
it?
To, you have to create the banner this week, then.
Balls in Trees. No. Toys on Stairs, Balls in Trees.
Oh, let's talk about that for a second. Okay. You changed the name of your Instagram account.
Yeah, I did.
You took your name off of there.
Yeah.
And now it's...
Toys on Stairs.
Toys on Stairs.
It kind of makes sense.
Who prompted that?
Me.
You did?
Literally me.
Okay. You were just
literally
sitting.
I just sat there I've been sitting there for like a couple months thinking about it, and I had a discussion with a few different people, and I'm like, I think I'm going to do this.
Have you seen a growth since you've done it?
Like, maybe a few people. I'm not like trying. Yeah. I wasn't trying that. I was just like, you know, all the other guys are, you know, toys and that type thing, and that's what I pretty much focus on. I couldn't use shit on stairs. You know, they wouldn't probably let me use shit on stairs, so.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know.
Shiz on stairs. I mean, there's toy shiz.
Toy shiz, yeah. So, yeah, what that he would have been like, no, 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 don't do that.
But, yeah, no, I thought that was, I saw that and I was like, oh, nice.
I thought about doing Johnny's Toys on Stairs, but then I thought that name still is owned by somebody, so.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah. Yeah.
But it's your name and they're your toys.
On stairs.
On stairs. Yeah. On your stairs.
Yeah. But then I thought, man, that's a really long name too.
You know what would be fun is if you started like taking pictures of different toys on different stairs in random places.
Thought about doing that.
Like
too.
That would be cool.
Like, just taking some toys with me somewhere and like finding stuff.
Like when I used to walk around with a Spider-Man minifigure in my pocket everywhere I went.
Right.
Like, and I'd be like, oh, this looks like a good spot for a Spidey a day pick.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about taking some loose figures and just doing that for the fun of it.
That would be fun.
I mean, that'll happen at Disney. That'll happen at Disney.
So, anytime you're on a staircase at Disney, you have to do that.
And you know what? I have the Tron figures, the ones that Diamond produce. So maybe I'll just do that. Maybe I'll take a Tron figure and Tron on stairs at Disney World. There's stairs. There's stairs everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, resorts.
On rides, resorts.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it on a ride, but, you know.
Oh, no, you got to do it on a ride and make people really mad behind you.
You just got to wait.
Be like, hold on. Hold on.
You just wait.
Do you know who I am?
But I'll take a Tron figure with me down there because there's the Tron light cycle being built. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, I did the Spider-Man day at the White House. So there on that little fence. It's like, oh, I'm totally going to lose this figure. He's going to fall.
Fall into the yard.
Into the yard. And, you know, security's going to break.
Set off one of the one of the mines in the yard. Oh, there he goes.
Hundreds of people killed today because of a Lego
figure. One Lego figure.
So, all right.
That happens in small countries.
Right?
Yeah. You know. That's what it was going on in Spain. That's what it was all about. Was
I dropped a Lego minifigure.
Yeah. No. They couldn't get a Lego factory there. So, you know.
They their airport also had a Lego store just like the one in Istanbul.
Was there anything unique to it though? Like, is there a Lego minifigure with a Spanish flag or a flag of Spain, Catalonia? Nothing. No.
Nope.
See, that's where I'm like, you know, you got to do the uniqueness of
it. And they were both bigger than our Lego store here.
That's at the Kenwood Mall.
I know.
If they did a big Lego store there, it would cost like what it costs to have the factory in Billund.
Yep.
You know, so, yeah. It's Kenwood Townsend.
I get it. So, all right.
What they should do is open a giant one at Tri-County Mall.
Just a Lego store.
Like, just a Lego store that, like, fills up four stores down. They could take the Sears area.
I think the whole thing is, like, closing, though.
Tri-County?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a ghost town.
Yeah.
It's a Dawn of the Dead mall now.
The last time I was at Tri-County.
Here's a fantasy. I'm going to share. I'm going to share a fantasy with you. So I have a fantasy, and I want like this to be like if I ever get a Make-A-Wish type thing. I want to take a race car, a small race car, like a one-seater one, and drive it through Forest Fair Mall.
That would be awesome.
Like, just start at one end. Start down where Big Shoes
like an Indy car?
Like an Indy car. Rev that sucker up. I have all the doors open.
Not even like a go-kart?
No.
Just like an actual car.
An actual car.
Why not the Saturn?
Have all the doors open on the place because the smoke's going to be coming out because I'm going to rev it.
Okay.
And then just let me blast through there. And I want you to fill the bottom floor up with, like, foam.
And
so I can just drive right into the foam. I'd probably catch it on fire. Catch the whole place on fire. And at this point, it needs to be caught on fire. There's only Arcade Legacy there now and Kohl's. I think Kohl's and Arcade Legacy.
I think the Bass is the Bass Outlet.
Bass is still there. Bass Pro is still there because they've never built the one in Westchester.
Ah, alrighty. Did you watch Watchmen?
I did watch the first episode of Watchmen.
What did you think?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm like,
curious to see where it goes.
I don't think there's enough to talk about yet.
It's another one where we can wait till the end of it to talk about it.
Do you know how many episodes it was going to be? I've been looking.
Eight or ten,
been
I think.
So if it's eight, I'm all in for eight episodes. Like,
I thought that Regina King and Don Johnson were awesome.
I love Regina.
Hall. Don Johnson sang.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. And it was Oklahoma.
Okay.
All right.
On that note,
we're out of here.
See you later.
Bye.
The Infest Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.